Tonight on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, it's a half hour of power gone wrong as we go for quite literally an hour and 20 minutes. Because we don't know when to quit. But amidst this hour and 20 minutes, you get some fantastic stories that McFly, a.k.a. Jacob, will tell you will lift you up, will bring you down, will make you laugh. I'm tired and I ranted about things that were not things we should talk about on the show. There's also hemorrhoids, so you've got that going for you, which is nice. And Ashley has a rant about Disney and bananas or some such. All this, your factoid, and more on tonight's episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 501. For March 12th, 2020. Ding dong flap. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings you the latest and greatest in odd and crazy news from all over the planet. I am your host, Steven, joined as always by the amazing, the wonderful, the incredible Smashley. We are here to be your tour guides, your master, your captain of the ship, but it's not a contaminated ship like all the other ships. It's just a normal ship. It's like a normal boat. We get on the boat, we take you out into the seas, we say, look at that whale over there. That whale just happens to be a whale that's carrying world news, small town news, WTF news, and news better left untold. He's got little calf babies swimming along beside him, and by calf I mean whale calf, not land calf. Land calf is not what you want. Hello, everybody. There's been technical difficulties, and I hope you're okay with that. Hi, Smashy, how are you?
What's a land calf?
The ones that are furry and they poop on the floor.
Like a cow?
Yeah, like a baby cow calf, you know? Griffin with a resub. Griffin's the greatest.
Griffin, hi!
Yeah, a land calf is a cow that has found its way into the world via its mother and is then wandering around.
Oh, a baby
around.
Cow.
Yeah, baby cow. What do you do? But there's like whales have calves and manatees have calves because they're like sea cows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but wouldn't you just call it by what it is?
A baby whale?
Like a cow calf or a baby whale and not a land calf? Because I mean, if there's multiple sea calves, does that make sense?
I have calves on my legs.
I have two of them. On each leg. Just one per leg.
You have like two calves. But it doesn't split down the... What even are we doing? Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, goodness gracious. Ooh, when you got sick
Did
people...
Did you oof for real?
What, oof? That was a real oof.
That was a real oof.
That was a real oof, you guys. It's been a busy day around here at the Orbiting HQ. Do you guys think my new lighting is good? Because I feel like it's fantastic.
Your lighting looks fantastic, and I'm super jealous.
I'm really excited about it.
You look like your eyes look nice, and your skin tone looks nice, and you don't look like you're reflecting the moon.
That feels good. Yeah, it's you can change the color temperature. It's kind of awesome. So I can make it like really white or less white. Anyway, that's not what the audio listeners want to hear about. What they want to hear is that I quite literally
you don't know that.
I dropped.
You don't know them.
I don't. I'm assuming things. I dropped my $200 light when I put it up and I was scared to death that I broke it before I even got to use it.
Did you break? Well, I guess you didn't break it.
No, yes, it's broken. I can't use it. It's really unfortunate.
I hate you.
It's totally there. You got pregnant brain. And that's okay.
That's just me. Well, let's be real.
That's true. Well, you can make excuses right now, though. I think that's what's important.
I don't want to claim pregnant brain because I want my brain cells to stay intact because I don't know that I can afford to lose many.
Nah, you got a deficit.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's fine. It's pretend. It's just like America's deficit.
America's deficit. Yes. Steven, you can't say anything because I'm sorry. I have mega ADHD brain right now, but because Jacob hasn't watched it, but I watched it with mom and dad. I watched Knives Out.
It was so good.
Ah, it was so good.
Oh, yeah, I can't say anything. Okay, I won't say anything, but it was so good. I think that's
America's deficit, and it made me think of America's ass. And it's just so good.
Oh, and he's in it. Yeah, it's real good. I super, super enjoyed that movie. It's worth a watch. What was I going to say? I was going to tell you something, but now I can't
remember.
And
then I interrupted you four times.
You did, and that's fine. I watched the Mr. Rogers movie with old Tom Hanks there.
He has the coronas.
He does. That's a sucky. Hey, thank you for the host, CPAT Ran. Coleman Ranahan.
Dunker Ranahan bananas.
Coleman Ranahan's working from home, too. Maybe that means he streams Overwatch while he's supposed to be working, so I can have something to watch during the day.
Whoa.
That would be
pretty
great.
When does Doom come out?
Doom the game?
Yes. Like, not the Doom we have currently.
Doom's been out for a month or two.
Life Doom. The new one?
Oh, the one that keeps us in town. It comes out next week. Next week, 3:20. Groove is for Life is so excited he can't not even type it. He's like 3:30, 2:20, 3:20, F-bomb.
Did your fingers just have strokes, like individuals?
He's losing it. He's like, oh my gosh. So, and I watched the trailer for it today, because, I mean, I'm a fan of Doom. I'm not a first-person shooter fan, because usually they're real technical. Doom is like, I need one mouse button and a WASD and the numbers 1 through 0, and I'm ready to rock. It's like going back to Wolfenstein and Doom when you just didn't have anything resembling strategy involved. You just ran around shooting junk, and that's what I love about the new Doom that feels like old Doom. There's no complicated stuff, and they make you feel so BA. You're just like, it's amazing. It's just like, I don't have to get scared because I'm like, these things are scared of me. I'm about to blow their faces off. I got a chainsaw.
And the music is good.
Yeah, exactly. You are the boss battle, and everything else is the things trying to kill you, and it's the best reversal.
I like that. I forgot you said that you are the boss battle.
You are the boss battle. They're not the boss battle. So then you can sit in the dark and play it, and you're like, be afraid of me, demons. I'm coming for you.
So 3:20. What is that? That's not next Monday. That's the Monday
after. That's
next
Tuesday, right?
Tuesday?
Whatever. Don't games come out on Tuesday?
Depending on what's going on.
Oh, no, it's Friday. When did
next
games...
Next Friday. Good God.
Games used to come out on Tuesday. What's with this Friday BS? Thank you, Head Gamer, for the host.
HG, thank you.
What the deal with Friday? Movies used to come out on Friday. Games came out on Tuesday, and now it's just like nobody cares. It's like anarchy up in here. Movies coming out on Wednesday. Games coming out all the time.
So people can play over the weekend. Oh, I was thinking, because you said you took Monday off, so I was thinking that maybe that's why I thought it was Monday, but you took the whole damn weekend off.
He's going to be playing all of it, and he better be streaming all of it, too.
I was going to say, yeah, because I need to watch. Well, okay, good that it's over a weekend.
What's going on that weekend? Kelly said books still come out on Tuesday. Nerd. Nobody cares when books come out. Gosh.
Books don't have corona. I'm actually hoping that book sales start, like, massively increasing because nobody can leave their freaking house.
Nobody reads, Ashley. Nobody reads except for smart people. And I read a thing one day, and it made
nobody reads except for smart people. I read the thing.
So you don't have to read to be smart, but smart people read, if that makes any sense. I read a thing one day, and it said, not all readers are leaders, but all good leaders are readers. And it made me think, that's nice. Our president said he reads nothing and just watches the news on the TV. And I was like, okay, follows. I got you. That's the way it works. I'm not going to go there, even though I went there. He's an idiot. That's all I'm going to say. Flippin' moron who, the sooner he's not there, the better off we'll all be. I don't even care if you put another Republican in the seat. Just find anyone with a brain, and I will take them. Do they have a pulse? Are they kind? Put them there. Are they not kind, but they at least know what's going on? Go for it. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm through. I'm done. I'm happy. I'm fine. Everything's good. Back to the normally regularly scheduled programming. Unless Ashley wants to say something, that's fine too.
I'm struggling with the fact that he blocked some stuff and he fired some people, and I'm like, you're gonna be responsible for a lot of dead people because you're a dicktard.
Didn't mean to turn it into a politics show, Groove. It's not even politics.
It's just if you're responsible for something that is labeled a pandemic and is killing people, let's not let ego get in the way. But I mean, throughout history, every politician ever has done that from like nuclear meltdowns onward.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm tired. I've been through a lot today.
Steven has been a single mom with a sick spouse.
It's been a rough day. I'm okay. We're good.
We're like, hey, drop Sam off. And he's like, you're pregnant. What if he's a vector? No, I'll just suffer in silence.
Man, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, you got a sick spouse, you got a kid who may or may not have it and be symptomatic or not. I know I'm probably going to get it. And everybody's like, well, let me help you. I'm like, okay, find ways to help without coming into my house, without borrowing my child or any other things. There we go. I'm sorry.
You can set your laundry in bags outside the door and I'll wash them and bring them back.
Like, Travis is making me feel better. Boy, the last day has been a hell of a month, eh?
Travis just bought a house.
He did. We got people moving on up in the world, man. It's pretty great.
I know. I'm like, okay. So Jacob's like, I have to travel. I'm like, you don't have to travel. He's like, well, the people from this place can't come, so I have to go because I have to head up the meeting. I'm like, you don't have to do shit. I'm pregnant and you're immunocompromised, bitch. And so he went, and then literally today, so he got back yesterday after insisting he had to be back at a certain time because we had our prego lady meeting. They're like, so no one's gonna travel no more. So we got travel bans. And y'all don't need to come to work no more. I'm like, motherfucker! 2 days! 2 days!
Like, the day he gets back, they're like, okay, so nobody do that anymore. Jacob's the last one.
I know! I'm like, you flaming, furry, dingleberry-encrusted assholes. Why? So if Jacob gets sick, I'm going to lick his face, and then I'm going to track down every MF-er that sent him on that trip, and I'm just going to put my tongue in their nose.
That should help decrease the spread of disease.
Like, you did this to yourself. Okay, I'm done now.
Kelly says Dingleberry should count as a swear. You're probably right. Factoid is what? Oh. We almost had a show, you guys, but we're going to do this.
I'm sorry. So, okay. You know when mom and dad go to Costco and they bring us apples, right? Have they brought you apples in the bag?
Yes.
And you see, like, Disney stickers on them with Pluto and other Disney characters. And you're just like, why is there a Disney sticker on my fruit? Have you seen that?
I haven't really put a lot of thought into it, but I did see your tweet.
Okay. Well, so this is what started it. I'm like peeling off, and these are organic apples. So I'm peeling off stickers from these stupid apples, and I'm like, what? How the hell did Disney, like, someone at Disney woke up and like, I want to rub my balls on some organic fruit. I'm like, okay, that's weird. So we got a pineapple today with a plastic tag, like a clothing tag on it, and a huge cardboard thing that was like Frozen 2, Elsa, and the other one.
Do pineapples play a large role in Frozen 2?
I don't know. Why? Like, why is Disney marketing on fruit? Because, A, it's wasteful. I'm like, you have to put these freaking, like, plastic clothing tags on them with the cardboard. And I'm like, I don't give a shit about Disney or their freaking Frozen 2 marketing or Pluto or the other plethora of just stupid, weird animals that they have. Don't put it on my fruit. Why is it on my fruit?
Well, I mean, they need to also market to fruit eaters. They need the fruitarians to know that Frozen 2 exists, and you can buy it now on digital or Blu-ray.
even know what it said. It had the plastic tag through one of the chick's faces, and I'm like,
like, this isn't working.
I don't, like, Kelly's like, so kids will eat them. You know what? Just shove it in their mouth. Hit them on the head a couple times. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put the, just right there in their faces. You're right. There's marketing has gone out of control. There's, I mean, if there is a thing, there's a Star Wars version of it.
I don't literally hit your kid on the head. Just, it doesn't need to have Elsa and, what is the other sister? Banana.
Karen. What's her name? Christy. No, I know this. Elsa
Hannah?
And...
Hannah! Hannah, thank you, TV
Anna.
Service.
Anna. It's Anna.
Oh, Anna?
Anna.
Sorry.
Yeah. She was better anyway. I don't really like Elsa very much. I watched Frozen, and I found Elsa to be not at all intriguing to me. I thought Anna was pretty great, and I thought she could sing better, too.
Which one was which?
The brown-haired one that wasn't having a mental episode was Anna. Not that there was an issue with mental episodes. Oh, my gosh.
Steven backtracks.
Steven
backtracks.
Mark on your bingo square.
Oh, my God. Boo, Jacob. Boo. Boo. Jacob just said Ashley.
Oh, he said
boo.
Let it go.
Okay, I will let you guys do a show now. Sorry.
Anna was the little hottie having rolls into hay. Thank you, Griffin. Factoid of the week. In Tibet, butter tea is a common drink. It is made from black tea, yak butter, and salt. I feel like you looked this up as a defense mechanism to prove everybody wrong.
Jacob got happened? It.
Oh, Jacob got
Jacob
it.
Made my butt coffee a thing. I validated.
If there is a thing you do, you will search. You will dive deeply into the ninth circle of hell to bring back the one person that says what you're doing is correct. And you will hold them up above your shoulders for the world to see and say, "Say it again, person I found. Say it where everyone can hear you. Read it aloud to the class.
You're not wrong, but that's where butt coffee comes from. Validation from an entire culture. Suck a butt.
I feel like
a yak butt.
I feel like there's been a lot of things that I've said so far tonight that have polarized everyone. And hey, some days are like that, and I love you anyway.
Wait, me or just everybody?
I don't know. Everybody. I just love all the people that are here. For this.
yes, so the main characters from that cold movie are a play on Hans Christian Andersen, Hans Christoph Andersen. Anna?
Hans Christoph Andersen. Like Hans
where,
Christian Andersen.
Where did
Andersen.
Sven come from? Sven is just...
No,
which one was Sven?
Andersen Andersen. That's what he's trying to say.
Oh, I get it. What was Sven? Was Sven
That's
the moose?
Cool. Yes, maybe. Kristoff was the blonde dude who, like, helps with the moose. Sven is the moose, yeah. What about Olaf? Olaf's not in Hans Christian Andersen's name.
Oh,
it wasn't
reindeer.
A moose, it was a reindeer. Oh, just kill me dead. I don't even know.
Oh, Steven's like, oh, I'm done. We're just, good show, everybody.
Yeah, good show, everybody. Bah. A malfunction caused red wine to flow from faucets in an Italian town. I thought red wine flowed from faucets in all Italian towns. I thought that was default. Don't all Italians have a wine faucet and a water faucet?
Wait. So the whole time you were saying that, I'm like, we did this, but it was the beer, but now it's the wine.
Now it's wine. Yeah. Germans have a beer faucet and Italians have a wine faucet.
I think it was in India that they had the beer faucet.
Canadians have a beer faucet. Thank you, TV.
Oh, yes. The British have a tea faucet.
I want a tea faucet.
I want a tea faucet. Oh my God, that would be so cool.
Earl Grey. What's your go-to tea? Like if you somebody
well, right
says
now,
tea.
Red raspberry leaf because it ripens the cervix.
Oh, do you really want a ripe cervix? I've seen a ripe banana, and that doesn't sound that great.
So, Steven, the cervix is a mystical. It's It's a woman's internal organ butthole.
It's okay if I Google cervix, right? Can you touch your cervix? What an interesting question to ask, Google. Let's see. Oh, whatever would like to know how you touch your cervix? Because I've got instructions right here from Google.
You stick a wiener in your vagina real hard and you've touched your cervix.
This is how it works. I'm really going to read this because eff it. One person's already left the chat today. Insert your index finger into your vagina. Your is capitalized. And slide it upwards until you feel your cervix. Okay. It's in there. That's the truth. Your cervix is the shape of a small donut. And it feels a bit like the tip of your nose.
Okay. Only until it ripens and then it begins getting squishy like your cheek. And that lets the babies, like Kelly's like, it doesn't hold your organs in love. It holds the baby. Yeah, but like then your organs all descend again and they fall out your cervix. Because nobody told you to do your Kegels.
You need your Kegels and your Benoit balls to handle that problem. What's the cervix made of? Fibromuscular tissue? That's good.
It's a sphincter. It's a vaginal butthole. Steven, did you know that people are just organic juicers?
Yeah, I've thought about that. It really takes a while to work, though. They're not convenient. If you put blueberries in it, it takes a while.
I mean, if you put magnesium in it, it takes no time.
No, I know that.
You just gotta like.
I've been there before. Takes no time at all. About an hour.
Vaginal buttholes. Yes. Yes, just starting a band called Vag Butts. Butthole Pussy.
Vag. Sorry. No.
You sent it. You did that. It's you.
I didn't do anything.
You should read the story so I shut up.
Oh, we haven't even read the first line. Okay. I cursed it by calling for a half hour of power early. Who wouldn't love it if red wine started flowing from their kitchen sink? For a few hours Wednesday, residents of the northern Italian town of Castelvetro realized they could have their Lambrusco not just from bottles, but also from their faucets and shower heads. A malfunction at a local winery caused 1,000 liters of ready-to-be-bottled wine to leak into the water pipes. The glitch lasted about 3 hours and impacted about 20 homes, says Giorgio Mazzacqui, deputy mayor of Calavera. That's about 10 miles south of Modena. About 10 miles south of Modena if you're traveling down old I-75. The incident provided a moment of levity to the town that's in the midst of the coronavirus crisis, which hit northern Italy the hardest. Oh boy, it did. At a time where we have very little to smile about, I'm glad we brought some levity to others, Mazzacqui told CNN. Hopefully someday they'll remember us and will want to come visit us. The malfunction was caused by a faulty valve in the washing circuit within the bottling line. Lambrusco Gasparoso, a local specialty, seeped through the town's water lines due to its pressure, the winery says. They just needed to call Mario and Luigi. They come take care of that for you. They're plumbers. Fabrizio Emerotti, commercial manager at Cantina Settecani. This is really hard to read. Like, I haven't been to the Olive Garden for dinner in a long time, and I'm not used to all the lingo here.
Big fries.
I love the Olive Garden because it's the place you go where you know that, like, Billy Bob and Juanita haven't been in a while. Like, that's where they take the family when they're going for a nice dinner. It's like, let's all go to the Olive Garden because everybody shows up in their, like, duck head shorts and their untucked Tommy Bahama. And they're like, I'm ready to get me some spaghetti and some free breadsticks and a salad. Go there one night. You'll see. You'll know. Like, there's a system to, and this is just an observation. I freaking love the Olive Garden. I go there anytime.
I order it and then pick it up and then leave.
I like to go sit in the Olive Garden. I like to smell the salad and the breadsticks. I like to be amongst the people while I live, like, you know, because when you're at Olive Garden, you're family. And I love it. I love it being there and experiencing it, but I'm allergic to oregano, so I always end up having to poop and my ears turn red immediately after eating spaghetti.
Are you, like, legitimately allergic to oregano?
I believe...
like my dad's allergic to oregano.
No, I mean, every time I eat anything with oregano in it, my ears light up and occasionally gives me diarrhea. So I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to oregano.
It's just the actual devil's lettuce.
We sponsored by Olive Garden now. No, but I will be. Olive Garden, would you like to sponsor a podcast that's probably going to alienate most of your target demographic? We're there. We're ready for
We got your back. One else is going because they're afraid that you have Italy in your name.
Yeah, when they're afraid, I'm going to show up.
Though.
No, they don't have Italy in their name. They have Olive, which is close. They have olives in Italy. I think we're on to something.
I really like olives. You do not. You're weird.
Castelvetro, in the heart of the Emilia-Romagna region, is normally a destination for food and wine enthusiasts from all over the world. Since the outbreak, though, 80% of tourism structures in the area have had cancellations. Okay.
Sad.
That is sad. That's tragic.
I saw a tweet the other day. It was a chick, and she's like, guys, I know this is weird, but I guess her grandmother owned a Chinese restaurant. She's Chinese American. She's like, go support the Chinese restaurants, because I guess people are being like super racist and afraid if you're Chinese that you've got corona.
Yeah.
And not ordering Chinese. I'm like, oh my God. Like, that's not how this works.
No, it's not. But tried convincing anyone of that. Anyway, I'm not going to go down this road again because we get in trouble. False narratives are bad. Okay. And
I broke him.
Good day, sir.
That's how I feel.
Steven has used the toot button twice.
Hallelujah! Holy shit!
There, I let the soundboard say how I feel.
What is that from?
Christmas Vacation.
why were they saying that?
Because he was expecting a bonus and his boss a Christmas bonus, and his boss didn't give them a Christmas bonus that year. They gave him a year supply to the Jelly of the Month Club, and so he kind of loses it because he's already been dealing with his family, and the bonus was like the only thing that was getting him through Christmas. And when it didn't happen, the scene is much longer and the rant he has is much longer, but that ending just always made me happy.
I just like the dramatic pause.
It's because he's fussing and he doesn't know what else to do. The line after that is, where's the Tylenol? And he marches off into a room somewhere. Have you never watched Christmas Vacation?
No, that's not really a...
No, it's not an Ashley movie.
Yeah.
It's not an Ashley movie. I was thinking the other day, me and Stephanie were at Disney World and we were thinking about you like we do. And I was like, I don't think Ashley would like this place. I was like, I think there's a lot of really fun stuff here, but I don't think she could get past, like, the happiness and the Disney of it. Like, we were even at Universal Studios. I was like, I don't know if Ashley would like this place outside of Harry Potter. Like, I think you would basically buy her a $70 ticket to go to Harry Potter area and buy a wand and then go home. And yeah, Disney would have nothing else to offer her.
I've never been interested in Disney at all. And it, like... I like Harry Potter, but I don't like Elsa on my freaking melons.
I think you're too cynical for Disney World.
I'm not cynical. I just don't like Mickey Mouse or anything that he stands for.
Because to me, Disney's like the happiest place on earth. Like, I love it. I love going there. I'm not into everything, but the rides are fun. I have a great time. There's lots of cool stuff to look at. They want you to enjoy yourself, but no, I'm not. I definitely think I'm like Ashley would not like this. There are multiple things that I think she would enjoy, and then she'd be like, and she'd do that up your bum thing that she does, and we'd all leave.
I like Busch Gardens in the fall when they have all the scary stuff.
Yeah, see, you're Busch Gardens. I don't think you could go to any amusement park and it would make you feel the way Busch Gardens makes you feel. Because Busch Gardens does not care if you're happy. They just want you to see France and England and whatever and all the places, and that's what you like. You don't need themes. You don't need stuffed people. You don't need, like, things walking around trying to make you feel like you're immersed. You just need freaking roller coasters and a churro.
The food there is fantastic. Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. See, I would do okay, guys. Steven and Jacob are real not okay with scary stuff. I've been to haunted houses with Steven. Steven was fine. He wasn't like the happiest I've ever seen him, but he wasn't shitting his trousers like my husband was.
Not that you could see. Halloween.
Do what?
Not that you could tell.
Okay. It was kind of a slightly more subdued Steven versus Jacob was like literally just not moving. He's like, I'm not going in there. I'll kill somebody.
Jacob
it's
would
scary.
Punch somebody in the face. I dread them. I deeply dread them. But I'll still go and I'll hate it. And then when I get out, I'll be like, we didn't die. That was fun. I remember when you screamed and I'll have like this elation for being free.
You survived, very similar to today. I feel like you guys have never been at the same time, and now that's my goal in life this Halloween is to take both of you on something scary.
I'll
at
go.
Least you'll have friends.
Yeah, I'm not going to one of those, like, no, I'll go wherever, just pick one. I don't care. Just pick one, and we'll, like, hidden cam live stream the whole thing, and just let's get it over with. I'll film Jacob, and he'll film me, and it will be just great.
Jacob's just like, no. Steven's been in the family long enough that he understands it just is going to happen. So just
let
with it.
Just let it happen. It,
yeah, Jacob still fights it.
Just calm down. Just let it happen. It's fine. That's a bad thing. Small town news. Oh, Jacob doesn't like chainsaws because he's had bad chainsaw experience. And every single one of them has chainsaws. With no chain, but they're chainsaws nonetheless.
You can, you can feel his butthole tightening when you hear the revving of the chainsaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want anybody.
I mean, you don't even
have
to be near him. You can just feel the air constricting around his anus.
He sucks in all the air. The clenching just like creates a vacuum pocket.
It's a butt queef. I guess that's just a fart. Florida student learns that pepper spray is not body spray. Whoops.
What?
Whoops. What? Florida? Okay, it's a middle school student. A Florida middle school student mistakenly released pepper spray after grabbing what he thought was a canister of body spray from another student. The seventh grade student has been issued a civil citation. Oh, suck a butt. Oh my God, it sent 41 students to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that stuff is bad. You spray that in, like, a small area, and everyone's going home. Like, it's not good. It's bad news.
Oh, no. Thinking it was body spray, the student who took the canister sprayed himself as if he were applying a body.
Oh, no.
The gymnasium was evacuated. Ultimately, 41 students were transported to area hospitals. The student brought the pepper spray to school, face appropriate disciplinary consequences for bringing a prohibited substance on the campus. Wonder why they had it. We take it very seriously, but we're also dealing with students here. Okay, that's I dig that.
Yeah.
Like, look, they're, you know, like, we're not going to not do something, but they're also in seventh grade.
We're also not going to send them to prison, like some places choose to do. Like, it's your kids. You know, kids do stupid things, and you make the punishment proportionate to the crime. Who's been issued the civil citation, though? The kid that sprayed it or the kid that had it? I'm
the
confused.
The kid that seventh grade student. I'm assuming the kid that sprayed it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because he didn't
Gamer
know.
Gamer Early and Oddly Norman are like, no, that was not a mistake. They're saying, I would have too. I'd have been like, oh my God, I thought it was Axe.
Well, I mean, you might, I don't know. It's, well, okay, yeah, you don't accidentally, that's a good point.
I mean, they learned their lesson. They're not going to do it again.
I'm bouncing around in my head how this occurs. I'm like playing this scenario out. I'm piecing it together like Batman does at a crime scene, like generating the scenery. And yeah, he totally knew that this wasn't Axe body spray because all pepper sprays have that like release lock mechanism. Your Axe body spray doesn't have a release mechanism. And if he thinks it's Axe, he has Axe because he's 7th grade. He's at 12. They all have used it before.
He doesn't use deodorant. They use
think
body
it's
spray.
Going to attract the women.
It doesn't.
They don't care.
We don't want to smell you from next door.
If you want to attract the women, you build up those muscles and you flex a lot down the hallway. You stand puffed up. I'm thinking of one guy in particular. And you walk around like you got a stick up your butthole and your sleeves are rolled up so it accentuates the middle of your bicep. You can't breathe, but you look amazing.
Well, it bugged me that his button-up shirt's never, like, fully buttoned. I'm like, I got boobies, and that's not a fun thing. Why would you want to do that as a male?
Because he just wanted it to be as tight as possible. Man, we were in high school at a time when everybody wore, I hate the name of these things, but wife beaters. Like, everybody wore them. It was just a time where that was a thing. And I don't think it's a thing anymore. Thank goodness, because it's stupid. But, like, everybody would just, after school, like, shirts would come off, and all the basketball players who wanted to impress people were walking around. The point of an undershirt is meant to catch the sweat in your armpits. If you don't have sleeves, what are you doing? Like, there's no point. And,
nipple
you know,
sweat.
I read about the history of undershirts, and that is the function of them. There's really no function behind wearing a tank top under your shirt other than to maybe pad it so your nipples don't show. I don't know.
I was going to say, guys' clothing are made quite differently than clothing for women. For some reason, women have the bullshit toilet paper and a Barnes & Noble clothing, and you guys have Charmin Extra Thick.
Yes, we do.
Tiny pockets or pockets that are sewn or decorative pockets. I'm just like, I will find you and I will hurt you. I will kneecap you and I will kill your dog in front of you and make you watch. Like, don't give me decorative pockets. My butt does not need decorated. My phone needs a place to go.
And dude should know this because we buy those suit jackets and like blazers and stuff. And when they have a fake pocket, it ticks me off. I'm like, this is a little flap pretending to be a pocket, and it can't cost that much more to put a pocket there. Like, this is awful and stupid. And my, like, Stephanie, she doesn't have her phone. She went out without her phone again the other day. She's like, I don't know why I can't keep it. I said, your pants don't have pockets. She's like, you're right. These pants literally only have designed to look like they have pockets, but they don't. So I don't have anywhere to put my phone.
You can't get PJ pants that have pockets, like, as a chick. Like, all of my PJ pants are dude pants because they have pockets. I may have a hole in the flap where, you know, a ding-dong would be, but my vagina's there. I'm like, I don't care. It's AC for my vagine, but I have pockets.
Like, you have a ding-dong flap.
Jacob wore his underwear backwards the whole day the other day. He's like, I got to work and I went to go take a wee, and I'm just fondling my junk looking for the flap until I realize it's in my anus, and we've started calling those fart flaps.
The fart flap. So true story, for 34 years of my life, almost 35 years, when I went to the bathroom, I would undo the belt, unzip, pull the button, let the thing out, go pee. This is just how I've done it. I've never used the crotch flap open door barred thing because I just always felt I don't know why. I just never was into it. I was like, no, that's complicated, like having to make all that do what it does. And I recently, in the last like 2 or 3 months, I decided, you know what, I'm going to give this thing a try because I kept breaking my belts. So these belts where the buckle, you guys know reversible belts, you guys got it. So you pull the buckle and then you like twist it and then your belt's a brown belt or a black belt or whatever. Yeah. Well, I was having to undo my belt so often, so much, I've broken like two belts in like one belt a year because it just, the flexing of taking that belt on and off and undoing it over and over weakened it to the point where they just snap. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way. So I started taking on the tactic of just letting it all hang out there through the old barn door. And that has changed my life. It's just so much faster and more convenient. I changed the way I pee after 34 and a half years of going pee, and I couldn't be happier with my decision. That's all I had to say about that.
I feel like if I were a dude and I could not take my clothing off to urinate, that the barn door would have been used much, just at least out of curiosity. What's this hole there for?
Well, I did a long time ago, once or twice, and I was like, this is just inconvenient. And I feel like this is just not easy to do.
Did you do it wrong? I feel like you did it wrong. Or you had different underwear.
It was different underwear at the time. I got new undies.
Do you remember when you, like, something happened to all your underwear and you had to go to Walmart and get underwear and you're just, oh, I broke them.
Oh, and I bought the paper, like the boxers that were basically made of tissue paper.
Upset.
What happened?
You were so upset.
I ended up staying over somewhere and I didn't have any underwear, so I needed some for the next day and I wanted to just get cheap underwear. Don't ever buy cheap underwear. It was honest to goodness made of tissue paper. Steven was pointless.
Just like, this is not okay. He's like, I basically am wearing a napkin on my junk.
it was bad. Hey, Gamer Girly makes a point. Are there left-handed underwear? Like, if you got underwear on and you need to pull, I feel like there's a direction in which that barn door opens, and it's mostly right-handed. There should be left-handed undies. We have solved a problem.
Well, you would either, you either pull or you slide under. I feel like you just get used to whichever, right?
Yeah, but why should you have to? Why should left-handers have to adapt to a right-hander world? Cannot the right-handed world provide them something for their disability?
Well, would you, if I don't, which way does this flap go? Do you pull if you're a righty, or do you slide under if you're a righty?
If you're a righty, you slide under? I don't remember. I have to think about that.
So Kelly wants to know how many people use the P flap.
Okay, Groove is the lefty Groove and he pulls. Yeah, he pulls. So we slide under. Righty, slide under.
Would you, Groove, if someone made left-handed barn door underwear, would you be more apt to want to slide or to pull, because that's what you've done your entire life?
If you have someone introduced a new method, what would you do? Yeah. Shirt buttons are different because of women used to get dressed by other people. So the buttons are designed on a side that would allow someone else to button them. Now they're there because they expect that men will undress them. So they pull the things with their hands. I don't know. Why are we making that up.
McFly, just, you did this. It's credit. He's not undoing his pants right now to check. Is that to his credit or
yes?
Like,
I'm not. I'm still fully dressed. I haven't even put on PJ pants or anything. I'm dressed. I could run out the house right now. Everybody would be like, "Look at that fine dressed gentleman doing what he does."
I've realized that nursing clothing / pregnancy clothing is basically pajamas. Like,
I mean,
I just wear pajamas all day.
You're going to go through that. You should be comfortable.
Yeah, that is true.
That's what I think. I like that, was it Kelly who asked if you're holding it, which hand? Oh, no, Gamer Girly said use your right hand or left hand to hold it. You know, you don't really.
You like pull it out with one hand and then.
Throw it around your shoulder and stuff. You don't really have to hold it. This is one of the funniest things that Stephanie found out, having no familiarity with the male anatomy at all. Like, the first time I went pee and she was around, she was so, or she mentioned something, and I was like, I don't have to, like, actually hold on to it, because I was talking about some guy in the I was talking about a dude in the bathroom and always used his phone while he was at the urinal. And I always found that odd, like, because I felt like you should just focus on what you're doing and not, like, get your phone out. Like, if you're pooping, I get it. If you're standing at the urinal, like, it can't take you that long. Like, what are you doing? Or you play with his fingers. I can't remember. It was awkward, and I always saw him in the mirror. Like, I'm not creeping on the guy, but you're in the bathroom. You see other people.
Well,
do
if you're
stuff.
Making motions, it's hard not to look.
Yeah, so dude's like, and Stephanie was like, how does he not pee everywhere? I was like, what do you mean? Like, you just let it hang out there and go pee. I was like, it's not a fire hose that's like... Unless you hold on. If you have fire hose pee, you probably need to call the Guinness Book of World Records because you got something going on that they need to know about. This man can pee at 75 PSI.
I was going to say, I feel like that's more pressure than the size of your wing.
You're probably right. You could probably have a really tiny wing and a high pressure. Someone should do a study. Jacob, get on that. I want a white paper.
Pressure to wing size. Like, what makes the wing flow?
What makes the wing? A study by Jacob.
How hydrated you are. Why are we like, did I?
I don't know. It's a special section now. Batman. Kelly Lynn Colby has sent in a special section. Because it's a Girl Scout thing. And as we all know, Kelly Lynn Colby is a volunteer with the Girl Scouts because she's an amazing human. Her and her husband both volunteer for like all the things.
Everything.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know this, but volunteer means you don't have to do it. Not only do you not have to do it, you don't get paid to do it. You just do it because you're awesome. And that deserves some credit. So have one of these. That's for you.
Yay! That's the best sound. Everything in me is happy now. The world is good.
That's what I said. You don't have to do it. You do do it.
Kelly's like, wait.
She's like, wait, I don't have to do anything. I know you don't have to. That's the point. It's amazing that you do it.
She's like, well, she was saying, wait, I don't have to do it. And like,
I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you. She's saying, hold on a minute. Nobody told me. Yeah. You've been voluntold. I thought Navy stood for never again volunteer yourself. That was what that was for. And you guys are both in it. You should know better. A man grossly misjudged how to speak to girls and got expertly handled by a Girl Scout. Over the weekend, Eli McCann shared a story of an encounter at a Girl Scout cookie stand that has people throwing their fists in the air and shouting, "Yes, that's how it's done." I want to see that video of everybody going, "Yes!"
Curious as to what actually happened.
I just saw the most wild thing, McCann wrote on Twitter. A man started walking towards the Girl Scouts cookie stand in front of the grocery store and he yelled, Ashley, can you read that? I don't swear.
My bitches are back!
And this Girl Scout just yelled, no, walk away. And he did. Yes! You cannot talk to the young ladies like that, sir. Die in a fire. So simple, so straightforward, but it gets even better. McCann wrote out the full story on his blog, It Just Gets Stranger, offering some extra details to his tweets. I feel like we should know this guy. If he's writing about strange news, he's in our territory.
Yeah.
We should at least give him permission, you know, to do it.
Right. Yeah. He needs to have legal sign some documents.
Yeah, we got
to
have like a horseshoes and hair seal of approval. Like, you're allowed to write about weird stuff. It was truly jarring, he wrote of the man's exclamation. Like, it was sort of thing that I expected anyone to say. It was the sort of the last thing I expected anyone to say. My mind suddenly rebooted. The six or so other people who were all standing around in front of the grocery store froze and looked at him. I opened my mouth to say something, but then really didn't know what to say. It was unclear who he was calling a B-words, he continued. If it was the Girl Scouts, well, obviously that was terrible. If it was the cookies, I mean, that's kind of funny, but totally inappropriate to say to a bunch of 12-year-olds. Either way, he shouldn't have said it, and I don't know what could have possibly made him think this was a fine way to approach a group of Girl Scouts. McCann said the girl's response was immediate, and it floored everyone. Her tone was so full of confidence and sass, he wrote. It was the most perfectly delivered line I've ever heard. Is sass okay to say now? As we'll get back to it. This dude completely froze. He just stopped walking. His face went bright red. His mouth was sort of gaping open. He did this very awkward and stilted nod, almost apologetic, abruptly turned around and shuffled back to his car at like a 6-minute-mile pace. The girl just death stared him all the way through his walk of shame. McCann says it took him a bit to digest what he'd just seen. Is Kelly, are you saying sass is okay? I need a report from the chat. I ended up walking into the store, and the entire time I was shopping, I was just trying to process what had happened. I kept replaying it over. Gosh, this guy rambles and rambles. I don't care about you. I want more about the Girl Scout. Okay, sass is okay. As he was leaving the store, he went up to the girl to compliment her, then got another perfectly delivered line from the intrepid Girl Scout. Two adult women were standing behind the girl, the troop leaders, I assume. I said to the girl, I saw how you handled that man earlier. That was really, really impressive. Your troop is pretty lucky to have you. And this girl, this goddess of a human, the one I'm for sure going to worship if she ever starts a religion, without stuttering, with perfect comedic timing, she responded, you got to be pretty tough if you're going to go out in this outfit.
Lol.
Well done, lady girl. Let's all give this girl a virtual high five. Blah, 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 blah. This is what happens when you teach girls their true worth and encourage them not to accept anything less than respect and dignity. Well done. I say well done to you, lass. Sassy lassie.
My bitches are bad. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, it may be because it was like the age discrepancy or because he was a dude or, but like, okay, so I got a sticker from my midwife calling me a dehydrated bitch with a rainbow on it yesterday. And I'm like, this is the best thing ever. But maybe it's just because I'm older and we're both girls.
I think who delivers it matters a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, and maybe Og's right. Maybe it's... I feel like that was kind of self-depreciating, Og. I mean, yeah, maybe it was just the adult to children thing. I mean, I called Kaylee a hoe the other day. Like... But she's almost an adult.
And you're a girl adult talking to a girl adult.
Yeah.
I think you could probably call each other hoes in a loving way. Can you call a loving hoe? There's a difference between shouting inappropriate stuff at a friend than at an unknown child. Yes. Yes.
Kelly has a good point too, that she said girls have traditionally taught to deal with like men being jackholes, that it's our fault it's happened. So
I feel like it's really difficult to have a proper handle on the struggles that everyone else has.
Yeah,
when you're a white dude, if you're a middle class white dude,
you're different at all, right?
Like, well, yeah, I see these things all the time. I'm like, yes, of course, that's insane, but it's never been at the forefront of my mind because it's not my experience. Because
you haven't had to think about it, yeah.
I feel like
that goes for different socioeconomic classes, much. Like different races, different everything, yeah? Because if you don't have to think about it, then
yeah,
until someone calls it to your attention, you're like, oh my God, I've never thought about that. That's awful.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part is that you hear it and you go, holy crap, that is awful. And I think we're getting more in tune. I think thanks to reports from all over the place that this stuff happens, we're like, oh, geez, how did you say that to a person? That's awful. Or why would you say that to another person about a person? Like, that's awful, too. There's so many different things that are coming to light that are making people more aware. Awareness is key. Like, there was the Dragon Con panel, I think it might have been Blurreds Unite last year, is the Black Nerds of Atlanta panel.
Yeah, I think
blurs. And they all got together, and one of the dudes was saying, depending on the day, if you say something ridiculous to me and you're not from our culture and race and everything else, he's like, some days I have the energy that I want to try to educate you. Other days I don't have the energy to educate you. And I was like, that's a really good way to put it. Educate somebody. Like, you say something stupid and they go, hold on, you can't say that because... You know, and if you don't have the time, you go, you can't say that. I'm done. I'm just going to leave today. It was really good. It was a really good comment he made that I thought was pretty, pretty interesting. I have nothing to provide anybody that gives them clarity other than like maybe being a nerd in high school and you suck if you do this, or these are reasons why this didn't work out because of my personality or whatever. But I don't have anything that's like somebody looks at me and goes, that guy... reasons, you know, like
I'm not gonna eat at his restaurant because he has the Wu-Tang.
That's not in existence for me, and I like hearing these stories because it gives me perspective I might not have had, and now go, dang, it sucks to live a world like you have to grow up learning how to handle people. Like, you, like she just said, this is what got me on this whole thought. It's like women have to get educated in a different way to know how to handle things that are going to happen to them. I was listening to a pastor once. He was a black pastor, and he was talking like, he's like, I have to teach my kids differently than you all have to teach your kids. You all don't think about this, but I have to tell them lessons and stuff early on that are a lot scarier than you guys might have to tell yours. And I'm like, I didn't even think about that. You've got a perfectly honest point. That's amazing. And I appreciate this point of view. Anyway.
It sucks to hear stuff like that, too, because you're like,
yeah.
Oh. Because he was the guy that, excuse me. I'm congested because I'm pregnant. But he was the guy that was talking about, like, I have to tell my kids how to respond when they're being pulled over by a cop, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was the dude. Yeah. Really impactful, like, story.
Yeah, I could be, like, an asshole because I'm like, I don't respect authority. But if you're not white and a chick, that you can't really get away with
you
that.
You need a card that just says, it's not about you. It's about I don't have respect for any authority ever over anything.
F the police.
That's basically your, it is not just police. It's anyone who tells you what to do can eat a butt.
The government telling me that I have to wake up an effing hour earlier. You know what you can do with that? You can stick it up your decrepit, dingleberry-filled whole asses. I hate you. I hate everything you stand for, and I hate that you're wanting to keep the man down with your 6 months of alternating time changes. Suck all the anuses. I'm
this
glad
is
that
another.
There's like a movement in the Senate now to like do away with that. I will vote the shit out of you if you can get that through.
Yeah, like, if I don't care who you are, you get my vote if you can get rid of daylight savings time changes. I don't care. Pick
Stuck.
One. Pick a +5 or a +4. I don't care. Just give us.
Stop changing it. Stop screwing with it. I'm hormonal. My hormones dictate when I wake up or not. Not the freaking government. Like, ha! You got an extra hour daylight. Suck it up your ass.
The government, only the U.S. government could make a decision that if you cut off one end of the rug and put it on the other end, you've made a longer rug.
People die, man. People kill themselves. People get in accidents. People die. I've made the dog bark. I forgot the windows are open. Like he's howling.
Oh, well done. When is that dog going away? Dog should go away.
Poor Rene.
He should go away soon. This man left untold.
He's been fine.
Yeah, until he eats somebody, you know.
He's been good. I went out and talked to the kids the other day, and like he started barking, and the older girl looked down. She's like, "Ray, this isn't about you. You have to be quiet." And he like put his ears up and tilted his head like he was so offended. He's like, "Arr."
That's when they're like, trying to understand. Dogs tilt their head when they're trying to be non-aggressive and show that they're paying attention.
Yeah, he was just awesome. Like, I'm just trying to join in the yelling that you people are doing. So that's what he's probably doing.
If you ever watch somebody with a well-trained dog, it's amazing, like, the subtle moves a person can make to get a dog to do a thing. It's wild. Like, there's this one dude that's really into his dog that's within my work environment. Really into his dog, and like, you know it. He's I think he was in the military. He's got a very, like, no-nonsense cadence to the way he does everything, and like his dog, he's like, hold on, my dog is barking. He mutes it. I see him mouth one thing, the dog is quiet and sits down, and I'm like, what? My dad's like shot collar in the bejesus out of something, and I'm like, not really, like, it's, that's a little bit aggressive that I just said, but you know what people do, they train a thing. Steven backtracks to make things sound less worse than they are, they because sound more realistic, like how they are. Can you edit live streams? Did
Tim
I play the dude? He does not hurt an animal.
With that dog.
No, he does not hurt that animal. But yeah, well-trained dogs are perfect. Newsberry Left Untold, did I play that sound already? I did. Here we go. Putting potatoes up your butt won't cure hemorrhoids. Doctors warn. This credit, thank you, Adam of Geekheim, for this. By the way, twitch.tv/Adam of Geekheim. Be there on Tuesdays because Tuesday Foosday is the jam.
Yay.
He's the best.
Is Adam going to try to put up a potato up his anus?
I don't know where anybody got the idea that putting a potato up your butt would make it better.
Was this like one of his Tuesday streams that I missed? Because I'm real sad now.
It was all Adam concentrating into the camera really deeply while trying to shove a potato up his butt. Hemorrhoids. I feel like hemorrhoids. That dude in the Aliens meme. Hemorrhoids. They're not a thing that seems to call for large objects to be pushed past them. That's not, like, I've had one a few times, and you don't even want to poop, much less put something up your butt. Like, that's not a thing.
So wouldn't you just put some, like, witch hazel on something and just kind of shove the offending vein back into your anus? Like, wouldn't that temporarily fix it until it was fixed? Because going in is good, going out is bad, right?
It depends. Yeah, like they kind of, it depends on where the hemorrhoid is in the anus area. But it's like, the witch hazel's fine. It's, you know, what you really need is 2.5% hydrocortisone. Get that from the doctor. That'll fix you right up. Makes it happen.
I heard witch hazel helps too. Well, they put that on preparation H wipes.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. The preparation H wipes are just witch hazel wipes. That's all they are.
So you can just spray witch hazel on your butthole.
Well, it's to help the itching, but it doesn't really shrink it. You know, it's just to help the symptom. Whereas the hydrocortisone, the steroid, you put on it and like shrinks it. Cut that blood flow.
Disinfect. No corona. Does witch hazel shrink? How do you spell hemorrhoid? Hemorrhoids. There we go.
You could copy it out of the story if you really need to spell it. It's in
witch our hazel is reputed to reduce pain, itching, and bleeding until hemorrhoids fade. There isn't much scientific support, but it does contain tannins and oils that help bring down inflammation and slow bleeding. Yeah. Tighten skin.
Yeah, but the trick, the key is the hydrocortisone. That'll do it.
I just say, just shove your finger up there. Staunch the pain. Because I've had so many hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think you're an expert on this particular topic. I think
have you tried it yet, though? Have you tried my finger up the butt trick?
I have been able to push one hemorrhoid in my life back up there. But it doesn't stay. It comes back. And then it's a friction problem. Then you got your friction issue. Listen, Dr. Stevens got you covered. Go call your doctor on the phone and be like, I got a hemorrhoid. I know how to handle it. It's not an emergency visit kind of situation, but I need you to prescribe me some hydrocortisone called Proctisol. Hook me up. I'll go pick it up at the pharmacy. You go home. You put the Proctisol on the area that's been affected. Wash your hands really well. Wash the area. Wash your hands. Apply. Wash your hands. Go lay down. Stay in bed for 4 days. Don't move. If anybody tells you to move, you say, I'm sorry, my butthole hurts. I can't move. Don't walk. Don't lift anything. Don't move. Lay in bed. Play Animal Crossing until it blows over. And then you'll be fine. That's what you do. You can get in the pool and you can get in a bathtub. So if you want to go swimming, you tell your family, I can go swimming, but I can't carry anything. So don't hand me any beach supplies. I'm going to go swim in the pool. I'm going to float. I don't want to throw you. I don't want to swim under you. I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to float there. And then that's what you do. And then everyone else has to do all the work and you relax. There. You can clip that. That's the story.
I have heard when Steven has issues, he's like, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, well, because, I mean, you don't want Steven's butthole to fall out. So when we find out Steven has problems, we're like, please stop lifting anything other than yourself for more than 5 minutes.
It's the only ailment I'll have that I will fight to not move. And if anyone wants me to move, I'm really sorry. I'll do it because it's who I am.
He will. But yeah, he will.
Please, good Lord, don't ask, because it would just make me feel a lot better if I could lay here without feeling guilty. Just so, because if I hear someone struggle, I can hear it from miles away. I'm like freaking Superman. Oh, that person needs help. Okay, I'm going to get up and go help them. And then and then make it worse.
Every time you and Jacob move heavy stuff together, I'm like, Steven's butthole's going to hurt. His butthole's going to hurt. Do, 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 do,
do. I would love to like deadlift and stuff like people do, because I love lifting heavy things. I feel good about myself when I do it, but I can't because I would get a rectal prolapse. My whole butthole would come out. Like, it would just be the worst, and I can't do it. So people are like, you should do some lifting. I'm like, I only lift on a Nautilus machine because I'm not going to lift that heavy junk and have my butthole come out. No.
Are there butthole exercises you can do that would prevent the bulge of
like
veins?
Butt kegels. The like, sit there and randomly clench your butthole.
I mean, why not? If I randomly clench my vagina, you can randomly clench your butt. We'll just watch more scary movies.
I feel like that would give you a hemorrhoid worse. You're straining your butthole is going to cause it. It's not about the muscle, it's about the veins back there.
No, Steven's asshole fell out. Strengthen thy sphincter.
Anyway, let's talk about potatoes.
Potatoes
only belong in one human hole. Doctors are starting to get very concerned about people who subscribe to a dangerous home remedy touted on numerous websites, which involves inserting a potato into the rectum. Rectum? Darn near killed him. credible medical professionals are emphasizing that this will not, in fact, help with hemorrhoids, also known as piles. I've never heard anybody call it a pile. Have you heard that?
Like in the 1920s.
There is no medical evidence that putting foreign potatoes inside the anus can help cure piles. Frozen potatoes.
You can put domestic potatoes inside your anus, but not foreign ones.
I read that wrong. It's frozen potatoes. I just read it as foreign potatoes. I like my story better. I'm sorry, this wasn't a Trump tweet. So I would urge caution to anyone thinking of doing it. Dr. Diana Gall tells Wales Online, noting that those suffering from the condition can attempt to treat it at home in a number of ways, but sticking frozen spuds up their butt is not one of them.
Would it stick to the warm tissues of Uranus?
Yes. Yes, it would. Because it'd be frozen. It'd be frozen. It's like licking a frozen pole.
With your butt.
With your butthole. I double dog dare you to put your butt on this pole. She doesn't go into detail on possible consequences of the at-home remedy, but one would think there are enough cautionary tales to discourage such efforts. The advice stems from the fact that potatoes have an astringent property, which in theory can serve to constrict bodily tissue, but in this case is ineffective. Strange as it sounds, a poultice made from grated potato is astringent and soothing, one side advises. Insert the frozen potato slice in your anus and leave it inside for 30 seconds. Oh, it's not a whole potato. It's so cut part of sadder. Potato. I know, I was
just
really imagining a whole potato.
Or rose water or a spray that isn't a physical thing to shove up your butthole.
Are we getting too smart for our own good? Like, so smart that we're going back around to stupid again? Like you know, when you have a homeopathic remedy and it seems like a good idea because it's not a store-bought medical science remedy, and then you're like, this is such a good home remedy, and then it ends up being a potato up your butthole, and then that's just stupid. That's not a good remedy. And we're just, as a society, I feel like we're doing this getting so smart that we're going to start doing stupid things with what we think is a smart idea. Am I making sense? Yes. Perfect example. Freaking Goop. So smart, it's stupid. It thinks it's smart.
It skipped the smart part.
Well, yeah, but they think it's smart, right? They think that it's really intelligent, and now they're spreading this false garbage to other people, and people are putting metal magnets and junk in their vagina to cure their cancer in their brain or whatever is going on. You know what I mean? They think they're smart. I'm not saying we are smart. We think we're so smart that we're stupid.
I'm still imagining someone sticking a French fry up their ass.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Insert the frozen potato slice in your anus and leave it inside for 30 seconds. Repeat the process for 3 to 5 days. The next 3 to 5 days, leave the slice inside for 30 seconds more each time. The potatoes have astringent properties and help relieve the pain and itchy sensation, which usually happens with this condition. While the ice-cold potato constricts the blood vessels, reduces the swelling, and relieves your pain instantly. If I didn't know that potatoes up your butt are bad, that's written with a lot of conviction.
It is written well. So, like, wouldn't it be better just to stick a frozen witch hazel cube up your ass at that point?
The same thing would happen if you sat on an ice pack. Like, it's not about the potato. It's like when you get a vasectomy, people like, grab a bag of peas. It's not about the frozen peas. It's about the bag of peas can mold to the nuts better than, like, an actual ice block. The peas can comfort and cradle the testicles.
The peas mold to your nuts.
It's like if you were to freeze a bean bag and put it around your bean bag.
Does rice freeze?
And frozen if you use frozen rice. Water, it'll drip out. So you use the peas. That'll do the trick.
Wonder how many people are going to start shoving peas up their anus.
What I like to do is just take a can of air and turn it out upside down and spray that butthole. Psh, 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 psh. Let it happen.
Sam and I got into a fight with our cans of... Oh, never mind. Jacob somehow cleaned the keyboard. I'm like, I don't have any more can of air because Sam and I destroyed it all. But never mind. Jaco fixed it.
You and Sam, I'm excited to see what kind of mother you become, because you and Sam are like 3-year-old children playing with each other. And I don't know if you're going to do the same thing with yours or not. And I'm interested to see how this goes. I'm wondering if Jacob's going to be the only adult in the room. That's my question.
He's real worried about that. he's real worried.
Ashley, what did you feed Tater Tot today? Oh, we ate a box of Lucky Charms and some butt coffee.
I want Lucky Charms! Nom!
We have some. We got fruity Lucky Charms because I let Sam pick out whatever cereal he wanted yesterday. We were having a day. So I said, you can have any cereal you want. And because I like to do that, I like to let my kid do stuff that I don't normally let him do. So it just, he goes, my dad's awesome. And
speaking of the only adult in the room,
I tried to get him to pick something else, but he was dead set on these fruity Lucky Charms. And they're awful. It's like Frankenberry, but it's Lucky Charms. It's literally the same thing. And so it's rough. Like, you eat it and you can just feel the sugar film all over your mouth for an hour.
Oh, it like hurts your teeth.
Yeah, it's just so much. He loves it, though. He picks the marshmallows out just like a good kid. Eats those.
Does he eat them first?
Yeah, and since it's fruity Lucky Charms, it's not that cardboard junk in there. It's like actual fruity sugar extra stuff. So it's just a bowl of sugar death.
Oh, I want regular Lucky Charms, but I want them. I haven't had Lucky Charms in, like, I don't know, 2 decades.
My mom always has them at the house when we come visit because Sam likes them so much.
Aww.
It's like, well, your Sam mom has Cocoa Puffs, and now since your mom lives close, I don't get Cocoa Puffs at her house anymore, because we don't stay there anymore. One day I'm just going to go over for breakfast.
I stayed the other night. It was glorious. Did you see all the bacon?
Yes. We don't stay at their house, so we don't get the pound of bacon like we used to.
I did. I got the pound of bacon. Mom's like, she opened up this Costco-sized bacon thing and she made it all, and it was like the thick slices. Like, this is the best.
The good kind. WTF section. WTF.
Ba-doop-boop. Oh, shit, I tickled my nose. Ah! It was stupid what I did. Ah. I can't breathe, Steven.
I'm so sorry.
Something in this room when I sit out here on Thursdays, I just can't breathe. Man burns down entire building trying to kill a snake. Indy?
Anna? Oh, no, that sounds fine. Let's do that. That's a solid strategy, Cotton.
A security guard was holding down his post beside a house that was in the Tarlogi compound in East Burbis Quartine. What the hell? Those are not words.
I got the Italy one. You get the India one. I don't know which of us lost worse.
Guyana? That's not. Okay. So first of all, this is Star Wars words. And I think this is in Africa.
I think, right? Where is Guyana? Is that in Africa? This is why the trivia geography is not my thing.
Americans suck at geography because we're not surrounded by anything other than Canada and Mexico. We know where those places are.
Guyana's in South America.
Shit, really?
How is it in South America? That's impossible. Whoa, Venezuela's at the top? I thought Venezuela was on the side. There's so many things. Oh my gosh, I thought all these countries were like on the left-hand side of South America. I'm a disaster.
Where is Guyana? Please tell me that is it in Africa?
No, it's in South America. I am a terrible human. There's French Guyana, Suriname, Guyana, Venezuela, which is apparently on the north side of the country, of the continent, which I thought was on the left side. I thought basically there was Brazil, and then every country was on the west coast. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm having a moment, you guys.
I need to look at a map after this because I think French Guyana is South America and not Africa.
OMG. Uruguay is on the bottom of Brazil. I thought it was like in Latin America somewhere.
I know where the Dominican Republic is because I went there once. And Haiti.
I knew the Dominican Republic was in an island next to somewhere, but I didn't know where, and now I do. Oh, I need a globe, you guys. This is bad.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed that I thought this. I'm like, okay, well, at least I know it's in Africa. Nope.
I know what the United States looks like because I'm an American, and that's what I think the world is. Hey, what's the Canada star I have Mexico. Over in Poland?
Anyway, oh, this that. Guy was in this one place when he accidentally caught the home on fire trying to kill a snake. Man said it was around 1 p.m. in the afternoon when he saw the snake slither into an old tire that was lying near the house in the compound. Wanting to kill the snake, he decided to light the tire on fire. Once it caught fire, he walked away from it thinking it was going to be okay. It was not. The fire caught another tire on fire that was sitting close to it, which then caught some other combustibles on fire store next to the home. Unfortunately, the flames spread to the home. Before he knew it, the entire house was on fire. The Guyana Chronicle reported that the security guard actually fell asleep after lighting the first fire and was awakened by the smell of smoke. They said when he opened his eyes, the home was in full blaze, and at that point, there was nothing he could do. The fire destroyed the house and began to spread to a grassy lot near the home. A fire station was called. Firefighters arrived on the scene, who were fortunately able to put the flames out and take control of the spreading further. They questioned the guard, and it was never confirmed if he actually killed the snake or not.
He oh, lit a tire on fire, Ashley. He lit a tire. Oh. Tire fires are bad. Don't light them on fire. They'll burn forever.
I mean, apparently Homeboy did not know that. I'm looking up a map right now.
We're both studying geography. Like, this story was great, but I need to know where these countries are now.
Holy shit, I was so... Is there nothing in Africa with a similar name that I'm just getting confused?
Ghana. You're thinking Ghana. That's in Africa.
Maybe that's
right?
It.
Is it? Is
I
it?
I freaking know.
Yes.
Even.
Ghana is in Africa.
Where?
I think my dad was going to go there once. Because they were
Uganda?
No, not Uganda. I think he was going to go to Ghana because they were buying logs from there. I can't remember. It's all a blur. Hey, but Morocco has French people in it. That I know. Because...
Guys, we need to have... There's an owl out there hooting. That's exciting. We need to have some sort of French Guyana. And I'm probably pronouncing that like a dumbass.
Would you please stop talking geography? It's embarrassing.
Ugh, are you like a geography buff?
What's funny is... Like, I did really well in geography in high school, but it was all because it was memorization, and it was just like, memorize where the countries are. It's like, okay, piece of cake. And as soon as I did the test, my brain was like, well, that's useless, and just threw it right out. Said, nah, I don't have time for that.
It's funny that you don't, like, being here, we don't use it because we cross state lines. We don't, I mean, everybody knows, like, the states surrounding them, right? But we don't, I mean, don't
everybody.
Have in like we don't travel to the places for the most part like here, so it's real bad.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Well,
he's like, no, but I knew where Brazil was. Suck a butt, dog.
I didn't. I thought Venezuela was like on the side over there where Chile is. I can pronounce it. Did you hear that? Chile. Oh, I remember the Animaniac song. That was great. You
they
can learn stuff
song?
From cartoon. Yeah, they had a song, but they had a geography song, and it was really good. It was fun. You would hate it. You would hate it. You don't have the patience for these for slapstick silliness in your cartoons, unless it's like Invader Zim for whatever reason.
Invader Zim is so good. The movie was kind of a letdown, but the ultra. It makes me really sad that like we had all this awesome stuff that maybe didn't get the love it deserved, and then. People realized how good it was, so they tried to bring it back, but it's like decades later, so the writers aren't the same, and people have aged out of their like little comedy zone that they were in.
Yeah.
And it's real sad.
People don't realize that creative stuff like that is a...
ebb and flow.
Yeah, it's a timing thing, it's an environment thing, it's a where you are in life kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like when bands come back and they're like, we're going to do an album, we haven't done one in 10 years. You're not the same people. You're barely going to put out... And it's even with bands that have been doing it forever, you might get lucky and get a slower evolution, and you can kind of ride that a little bit. But if you come back out of nowhere and you're just like, we're making a new album, it's like, yeah, maybe you should just do a reunion tour and keep that money.
Yeah, because Stabbing Westward is coming back, and I'm just like, oh no, but nobody broke up with you and you're not angry anymore, so I'm not going to like your music.
It's going to be easy listening.
Yeah, it went from like rage to screamo, like, because he found a girlfriend, and I'm like, the pain sustained me. I'm not happy that you're happy.
I was about to say that I'm happy that people grow and get happy, but you're not, and that's okay. I was like, you know, because I want people to get where they're going. Hey, we got a new follow. Thank you, GamerGirly2000. You're the best.
Yay. That's exciting.
I should say 2K because I'm making assumptions that 2K means 2000. And it might not. It might be like two Klingons. And I just did something offensive.
Well, from now on, in my brain, she's going to be Star Trek. You just made it two Klingons.
Gamer, two Klingons. Welcome, GamerGirly2Klingons. We're very happy to see you here. Oh, man. But anyway, enough of us talking. This half hour power is gone for an hour and 20 minutes.
So oh, were we supposed to do it a half hour of power?
I was so tired, but I did the talking to you, and it's just a fun conversation, and it just...
was not told I was supposed to STF you and hurry KF up.
Well, sorry. I needed this show, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to have it.
Yay!
I've already told them during
the rough time, man.
I told them during the pre-show that this show was my show tonight, and they can't have any of the vibes off of it when they listen. So this is my turn. People are always like, "This show helped me today." It can't help you. It's busy helping me. I love you guys.
I mean, it helped us realize our deficit in geography.
Yeah, we have a geography deficit, and that's okay.
I can't breathe. Why can't I breathe? I think it's just like when Jacob goes out and smokes, I think I can't breathe. Because I breathed fine last time, and he did not smoke.
It's the smoking. You can't breathe. Yeah. No one can breathe here. Anyway, mailbag. Do we have mail? I feel like somebody told me something. They might not have. No, that was PGH for last week with the note. We don't have any mail, but if you want us to have mail and you want us to read it on the show and you have opinions about our opinions or whatever, hnhshow@gmail.com is the place to send those emails. If you want to support the show, a couple ways you can do it. You can go to patreon.com/twodorks and you can join our Patreon. If you are a Twitch streamer and you join our Patreon, I'll even put you in the announcements thing on our Discord. So when we go live, everyone knows about it automatically. So that's kind of fun.
Automagically, I like that.
Started doing that for Adam McGeekheim because he's a patron, and I was like, Adam, I'm going to do something. And I made it so that if Adam goes live, it goes into our announcements Discord, and that's pretty cool because it saves him time, and he doesn't go have to put it in Hype Yourself. Because as much as Holy I love shit. Hype Yourself, I have to put that everywhere.
Yeah. We only have 2 weeks to get our Horizon stuff in.
Yeah, I got 4,000 words. I'm on it. 4,200. Okay. It's going to suck. It's going to be the suckiest story.
Edit mine desperately.
I need to write mine and finish it. It's good. I'm going to get it done. Follow us on Twitter. Oh, the other way you can do it, you could support us is with tips at twodorks.net/tip because that's a one-time just, here's a buck for doing something cool and making me smile today.
Or sticking your butthole on a frozen french fry.
Yep, there's that. So yeah, look, you can do all those things. Hey, other ways you can do it is by telling people about the show, following us on Twitter. I'm Steve HNH, and Ashley is Fate Kills, PHATE Kills. Reviews on your favorite podcasting service are always good, and cheer. Thank you, Travis, for cheering us 100 bits. You're amazing.
Yay! I like the little shamrocks.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Travis, you're great. We're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Eleanor Roosevelt. A woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water.
It is the tea. I asked Jacob if it was the tea quote. He's like, what tea quote? It's the tea quote.
It was the tea quote. You guys are amazing. And we'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye.